Hi, everybody. Thanks for joining me on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. My name is Chuck Allen, and I have the privilege of serving as the pastor here at Sugar Hill Church in Northeast Atlanta. And if you're in our area, I hope you'll join us and be a part of all that's happening here at Sugar Hill Church. One of the things I want to encourage you to do as we start inching toward the Easter season is make your plans to join us here all week long. We really will have an incredible season. And one of the things we get a lot of fun and a lot of feedback on is we do a Maundy Thursday, which is the Thursday evening before Easter. We do an online communion service where you and your family can be a part of that. So make sure that you connect with everything that Sugar Hill Church offers you, both online and live. Today, I want to go back and jump into Matthew chapter 5 again. Have you ever had somebody give you a promise and then they broke the promise? Well, of course you have. Have you ever given a promise and you broke the promise? Of course you have. But you know, the younger you are, the harder it is to wrap your head around the promise. Or the older you get, the more significant the promise becomes. It seems to be one of those things that we recognize in life that promises are made, but they're not always kept. And when they're not kept, they hurt and they sting and they feel badly. You know, this is one of the most important lessons in which the scriptures constantly and consistently remind us of. Whether it is the law of God found in the book of Exodus, or whether it is the literature of God found in Ecclesiastes, the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, or in the epistles that Paul writes, there is no part in which Scripture takes those words that have been anointed and those words that have been given freely to pen for the words of God, in which the Lord does not confront us with the call to be truth-loving, truth-speaking, truth-acting folks. The Savior sums it all up in this Christian living statement when he says, "Let your yes be yes and your no, no." In Matthew chapter 5, verse 37, it follows all kind of instruction and then wraps it all around. When you say yes, do it. When you say no, do it. I had a fellow a few years ago, and I was running a relatively large mission agency, and a guy said about me when they called on a reference, they said, "You know, when Chuck says yes, he means yes. When he says no, he means no. But if he ever says maybe, you're in trouble." And that concerned me greatly, because there should be very few maybes unless you're willing to go study. But what I do know is this: when we live in a society as we do that is in a custom of folks breaking our vows, breaking our promises, then the more that we tolerate it, the more that we feed it, the less it appears to be a beautiful thing where Christ is living within us. We live in a society where when we take our car to be fixed, we don't really think it's going to be right the first time. When the cable guy comes, we don't really think he cares. When we have to get the Atlanta gas light out here to do something with gas, we don't really think it's going to happen on the first time. When we're building a house or we have a construction project, we don't expect people to show up at the time they say. We just live in a society now where really vows and promises don't count for much. When people say, "Well, I'll give you my word," we all kind of roll our eyes and think, "Yeah, yeah, whatever." And you know, I've been on both sides of that. I have totally blown it in promises that I've made and vows that I have made. But the scripture gives us this picture that says, don't do that. Don't be a maybe person. Be a yes, be a no. Be clear. I think sometimes as Christians, what we like to do is we like to look at people and figure out, what is it they want me to say? What is it they want me to agree with? Sometimes I'll say to Jenny, one of our daughters, when they're asking for advice and Jenny gives it to them, and then they get into a bit of a quandary about whether they're in an argument or whether they're in a discussion. And what I find going on often in the middle of that is this: they asked for the opinion, but what they really asked for was affirmation. Been there? I know, me too. I have said to people, "Hey, what do you think about?" And you can tell in their mind, there's this little hamster running around on a wheel that says, they want to hear you loved it. And then there's another part of your brain that says, but you hated it, but they want to hear you loved it. You know what? I really believe if we want to have people fall deeply, madly, passionately in love with the Lord Jesus, we will stop being maybe people. And we will discover why it's yes and why it's no. And we can answer these things in love, but we ought to do so in person, and we ought to do that in context. I guess what I've really found is that in a day in which social media is such an easy thing, and when it's simple to fire off an email or a text, we like to hide behind keyboards and then blame context for what we've said. And at the end of the day, it's kind of like a couple of weeks ago, I got an email from one of our listeners, and man, she blistered me pretty good. And when I first read it, I thought, oh my stars, this lady's crazy. And then I went back and listened to what she said, and I thought, oh my stars, Chuck, you're just a goofball. What she brought up was that I wasn't being a yes or a no person. I was being a maybe person. I made a statement that was wounding and hurting. I left short of trying to be Christ-like, and she was actually kind enough to call me out on it. So what I would encourage you to do today is be one of those truth-loving, truth-speaking, truth-acting followers of Jesus. Please don't hear me say, I've got this figured out. I don't. I fall short on 1,000 different reasons. But what I do know is this: when I choose to do what I say I'll do, when I choose to trust God to do in me what he says he'll do, then my yes can mean yes, my no can mean no, and if I do say maybe, I'm genuinely going to bring it before the Lord. My friend, let that be your heart today, and let truth own the day. God bless you. I look forward to seeing you this Sunday at Sugar Hill Church. And you can always join us online. You can see our services live at live.sugarhill.church. Bye now.